Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Now that the government shutdown is in effect, many essential workers like TSA officers and air traffic controllers are working without pay. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the airport.
The lines were pretty short at the terminal's D&E checkpoint during the morning rush. TSA screeners who were on the clock but not getting paid got passengers through within minutes. But things could snowball if the shutdown lasts a while and the workers don't get a paycheck for some time. Randy Irwin, the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, says the shutdown just adds insult to injury.
This administration, I think people have seen that they are not showing respect to the federal workforce. They're insulting them, intimidating them, firing them, you know, just messing with them in all kinds of ways.
Now, the workers do get back pay when the shutdown ends, but it's not clear when that'll be. The last shutdown at the end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019 lasted for 35 days. As it dragged on, some TSA workers and others were calling out more because they couldn't afford transportation costs. In some cases, they couldn't afford childcare, so they had to stay home. There were food drives as well for these federal workers. We covered events like one in South Philadelphia, where many of them lined up to get free groceries. At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It might be a sign of a turnaround in Center City. The Philadelphia Downtown Marriott will reopen its Market Street entrance at least for once a week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the story.
The Marriott closed its Market Street entrance a year and a half ago, citing safety concerns, a blow to Center City's public image. The decision to reopen the entrance is a victory for the City Commerce Department and its Office of Nighttime Economy. Director Raheem Manning says the city enlisted the hotel for a new 16-week concert series, Tuesday Nights Live, then broached the subject of allowing access through Market Street.
They looked at the proposal, they looked at the city partners with the program, and they thought it would be a great idea to test out reopening the Market Street doors.
Right now, Manning says it's just for the Tuesday night concerts, but it's a foot in the door, so to speak.
They're going to reevaluate after the 16 weeks and see if that worked for them.
Marriott declined to comment. Tuesday Nights Live offers performances at six downtown hotels from 6 to 9 every week through December. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After years of legal battles, the iconic Painted Bride building in Old City is scheduled to be demolished. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has the story.
She haunts me. It haunts me that we lost her.
That's Emily Smith, executive director of The Magic Gardens, who's been at the forefront of the fight to save the globally recognized Painted Bride, the premier work of local mosaic artist Isaiah Zagar.
Just in the last week, the news has been reported that the Painted Bride building is going to be demolished. Now, we were told 2 years ago, the developer had told us then, that it's coming down this year. This was in 2023.
An approved alternate proposal that would have saved the building was appealed by neighbors, and their appeal was successful. The decision was made the Painted Bride would come down. Smith says the architect and developer Shimi Zakin did allow for many of the tiles to be removed and preserved. There were over 60 boxes.
It was very difficult to remove the tiles. We tried the best we could to save as much as we could.
Recently, a notice of demolition appeared on the red Painted Bride door that reads, will be demolished on or after October 15th, 2025. Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's been almost 30 years since black men gathered in solidarity for the Million Man March on Washington. Now a group of organizations are gathering this year to commemorate the march with a march in Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Philly Truce is collaborating with other organizations for the Brotherly Action 5K, where three groups from the north, south, and west parts of the city will all walk to Love Park together for an impactful program.
Our community needs to get reinvested in itself and reconnected to itself. And sometimes the only way you're able to do that is if you come outside and see that other people are feeling how you've been feeling.
That's Philly True's co-founder, Mazik Kasher. Kasher says they're partnering with a local Nation of Islam chapter, as well as the Urban League of Greater Philadelphia and Black Voters Matter. And he says the coalition is growing. Philly True's co-founder, Stephen Pickens, says they want to walk in solidarity to bridge the generational gap of information and mentorship.
Uplifting one another in a way where there have been those gaps that have taken place for us to begin to re-knit that sense of mentorship.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.